I have Rob Fisher with me, who is going to conduct a concert this Friday with the Virginia Symphony Orchestra as part of the Virginia Arts Festival. And this is an evening with Kelly O'Hara. Good afternoon, Rob.
Good afternoon. Yeah, Kelly and I go back a couple of decades. We've done a lot of projects together, and she's been to the Arts Festival a few times now. But it's been at least 8 years, I think, since she was last here. So it'll be wonderful to have her back, because she's like the queen of Broadway.
Have you directed whole shows that she's been in? You know, she's been one of your stars.
Yes, we did a Carousel with the New York Philharmonic, and she was Julie Jordan.
Oh, Lord, what a part.
And we did My Fair Lady with the New York Philharmonic, and she was Eliza Doolittle. She's always in the big part, and I'm lucky when I get to conduct the orchestra.
This is exciting. What's on the program? American Songbook stuff?
It's some American Songbook stuff and a lot of Broadway. The second half is kind of her Broadway hits, because she's been in so many shows and nominated for so many Tonys. The first half, we're going to start with some orchestral Broadway music, some from Oklahoma and Sweeney Todd, kind of as a little reference back to a year ago. We were doing Sweeney Todd right around now, and the Carousel Waltz, because Kelly and I both love that a lot. And then we're doing the premiere, the very first outing of a new piece, a song cycle for orchestra and soprano by Libby Larson on the poems of Joy Harjo, that we're going to do. We're going to rehearse it with the orchestra for the first time this afternoon, and we'll play it. This will be the very first audience Friday night to ever hear it, and it's magical music and magical poetry.
About the Joy Harjo, again, don't want to give it away, but kind of emotional scope of the cycle. What can people be prepared for, you think?
I think, I'd hate to say words like her poetry speaks for itself, but it's hard to categorize, but it all has to do with how long, how many generations we've been here on this planet, and also taking care of the planet, and the importance of family and being good to each other and to the planet. It's beautiful, but it's that sounds too watered down. You need a poet to say what I just said, and Joy's the person.
She's our poet laureate, yep, for a reason.
Yeah.
Did you work with Libby Larson a little bit before getting
we
ready
did.
For this?
We've been Zoom calling, year and a half or 2 years, maybe, just off and on. And then Libby's with us for these rehearsals, so we can refine everything.
Wow.
Before it's presented to the public. Even this morning, we were rehearsing with Kelly, and just a piano rehearsal. And Libby and Kelly were like, maybe we should do this. Maybe we should do this. Maybe we should. So it's still forming.
Have you done that before, where you've gotten to give birth to a piece with the composer present?
I have, because we did Ricky Ian Gordon's Rappahannock County as a co-production with the opera and the Virginia Arts Festival, 12 years ago. It's been a while. And Ricky and the librettist were here fixing and changing and right through the process. I love that part of the process.
Okay, you answered my question, because I'm like, wow, is that pressure or is that like exhilarating somehow?
It's exhilarating usually. If it's too many changes too late in the game, then the actors get tense. And tense actors make me tense.
And they make the audience tense.
Probably, yeah.
We heard it was Rabbit fooling around with clay and wind. Everybody was tired of his tricks.
So it's Libby Larson and the poetry of Joy Harjo.
Yes. And she's been a poet laureate and Native American from Oklahoma. She and Kelly are both from Oklahoma, which is why I'm starting with the Oklahoma Overture.
Are people going to sing along, you think?
Could be. which makes me happy that people still know those songs. I'm so worried that our shared musical history is going to evaporate because everything's so niched into little places.
But Rodgers and Hammerstein forever.
Forever, please. Please. So then in the second half, we're doing some Sondheim, plenty of more Rodgers and Hammerstein, some Cole Porter. It's kind of all the great old chestnuts. And Kelly sings them like nobody does.
All right. Well, looking forward to a great program Friday night. We'll see you then.
Me too. I'm excited about this one because of the new piece, because of Kelly. And it's so great to make music in Sandler Center. It's a really good hall with a good acoustic, and people feel close and present. It's fantastic.
Okay, well, Break a Leg. Do we say that to the conductor?
Yes. My favorite is Break a Baton. Well, that's not my favorite. For musicians, Break Allegro, which is, that's my actual favorite.
Thank you, Rob Fisher. We'll see you Friday.
Thank you.
The wonderful Rob Fisher, the Virginia Art Festival's Artistic Advisor for Musical Theater and American Songbook, and he is conducting the Virginia Symphony Orchestra and superstar Kelly O'Hara in a concert chock-a-block full of Broadway music, American Songbook music, and a world premiere of a piece by Libby Larson Friday night at the Sandler Center. You can learn more and get tickets at vafest.org.